From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities say the number of people killed in last week's attacks in Brussels has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all of the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. They include 17 Belgians and 15 foreigners. At least 90 people remain hospitalized, more than 40 in intensive care. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border fought Tuesday with several hundred migrants, many of them fleeing war in Syria. The migrants had been blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Thousands of others encamped near the village of Idomeni ignored government orders to move into temporary shelters. The protests are continuing to mount against a European crackdown on the flow of migrants from the Middle East and South Asia. 2 years after three West African countries were struck with the largest Ebola epidemic in history, the World Health Organization has declared the outbreak over. Lisa Schlein reports.
An emergency committee that convened at WHO headquarters to review the Ebola situation in West Africa says Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have successfully interrupted their original chains of Ebola virus transmission. The UN agency acknowledges that Guinea is dealing with a cluster of new Ebola cases and deaths, but it says flare-ups such as this are expected. The committee says the three countries are able to respond rapidly to new virus emergencies so that Ebola no longer poses an international threat. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. U.S. officials say that evacuation is not permanent. This is VOA News. Brazil's largest political party has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party. The move brings Ms. Rousseff one step closer to impeachment and removal from office. The Brazilian Democratic Movement Party says six cabinet ministers and about 600 federal employees who belong to the party will resign. Brazil's lower house of Congress is conducting impeachment proceedings against Ms. Rousseff based on accusations that she broke the law by altering the government's accounts. An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus was arrested Tuesday following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the EgyptAir jet were able to escape unharmed. Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. A new U.S. political survey shows Republican voters continue to favor businessman Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination by a wide margin over his two remaining challengers. The NBC News Survey Monkey poll released Tuesday also shows the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has narrowed. The campaign manager for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been charged with simple battery over an incident in which he is alleged to have grabbed a female news reporter. The incident occurred at a campaign event in Florida March 8th. Corey Lewandowski denies any wrongdoing. Niger opposition leader Hama Amadou was granted bail on Tuesday, that coming 5 months after his being detained on baby trafficking charges. Amadou says the charges are politically motivated. The United Nations Refugee Agency says war and a shortage of food are driving tens of thousands of South Sudanese to flee their country into Sudan. The UN says 2.3 million people in South Sudan have been forced to flee their homes since civil war erupted in December 2013. Ukraine's parliament has accepted the resignation of the nation's general prosecutor. He had been criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. The move comes a day after several hundred protesters rallied outside the parliament building, calling for Viktor Shokin to step down. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says North Korea's nuclear and missile tests are a threat to regional stability. Blinken commented at a Washington forum Tuesday, ahead of President Barack Obama's talks on the issue this week with his counterparts from Asia. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.